प्रत्यक्षमनुमानवते न विद्यते स्थिधर्मीति प्रत्यक्षमनुमानवते
प्रत्यक्षमनुमानवत्
मानाभावादसूनीति
मानाभावादसूनीति
बोधैवावशिष्यते
असन्निकृष्टत्वादस्य
प्रत्यक्षं धर्मधर्मिणो
असृष्टसाहचर्याच्च
धर्मिण्यनुविधिकृतः which means he may or may not fulfill them, he may not be same applies for desires as well. A person, the mind of a person who, where lot of desires are there, the more desires, the more agitated the mind will be, because it wants to fulfill those desires, and desires are based, or desires can be fulfilled by karma or action. If there is a desire that I have to go to Pittsburgh to meet Venkateshwara, then that is a desire, I have to act for it. But the more and more you act, the more desires will be created in that one desire's place. So Manu compares, or Manu says that trying, if a person thinks he can get rid of desire, he can eradicate desire by enjoying them, then it is like a person trying to extinguish fire by pouring ghee over it. So a person thinks, okay, if I put ghee over in fire, the fire will get extinguished. But the more ghee a person pours, the more obvious it will. The fire will glow, or the fire will be having more power the more ghee we pour into it. Similarly, desires, a person might think that getting rid of one desire by enjoying it will help him, but that will not help in any way at all. So the more desires will be formed in those places, because we'll try to fulfill those desires. In place of one desire, n number of other desires will come, so there will be no peace at all in the mind. So that's that state of the mind where there are no desires. The person is content with whatever happens, and as a result of that contentment, person doesn't do action at all. He doesn't need to do. It's not like Amma who is doing action for the entire world. So there are people, there are Mahatmas who do actions very limited, and who don't do much actions like Amma. So such people are such Jnani, such Mahatmas are also there in the world. So Sri Narayana Gurudev met a person, which is Ramana Maharshi. When he went and met Ramana Maharshi, Ramana Maharshi always used to be in silence. No question, no answer. He is in a calm state. He doesn't do any action at all, because there is no need of doing any action. There is no need of doing action for himself, because he is perfect, he is complete. There is no need for doing action for others, because there are no others from his perspective. So how can there be action? There cannot be any action. So Nirvritti or Moksha is dependent on action, but it need not necessarily be dependent on action alone, but it depends on the Karta or the doership. So a person like Amma might be doing lot of actions, but still she doesn't have the Kartritvam, she doesn't have the sense of doership, therefore it is as good as not doing. And a person like Ramana Maharshi will not do actions at all externally also. But there was peace, Narayana Gurudevan could find peace in Ramana Maharshi's presence. He could find the peace, and he could know that this is peace, this is moksha, this is anandam, this is a state of akarma, this is a state where there is no karma at all, there is no scope for karma at all. That is the state he could understand, because he himself was in such a state. Narayana Gurudevan was doing actions externally, Ramana Maharshi was not doing that. Only difference, both were in the same state. So anandam, from the anandam emanating from Ramana Maharshi, Narayana Gurudevan could find it. Therefore he wrote a panchakam. He wrote a small work composed of, or consisting of, 5 shlokas. It's called panchakam. And Nirvritti are about the moksha state of Ramana Maharshi. So Nirvritti, or the state of moksha that Ramana Maharshi was, is quite different from others. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Swami Vivekananda, everybody started preaching. They started helping out people, but for Ramana Maharshi there was no helping out. Even when Gandhi's followers went to him to get his blessing, Gandhi told them to go and get Ramana Maharshi's blessings for the freedom fight. So at that time, Ramana Maharshi like when they said to Ramana Maharshi, don't you see people suffering? Can't you help them? Ramana Maharshi said, I don't see anybody suffering. I see only bliss here, so how can I help? So that was the state of Ramana Maharshi. So that state is being explained here. So there is no scope for questions, there is no scope for answers, there is no scope for anything except abiding in the self, which is realization, in which case external situation, external actions, nothing matter at all. In that state, a person may or may not care, but for Ramana Maharshi, the state was that he didn't care about people in the world, he didn't care about anything at all, because for him, there were no people at all. So, that is what is being explained. The state of Ramana Maharshi is being explained by Sri Narayana Gurudevan in this 5 words. So, these 5 shlokas are quite simple shlokas, and the last 2 lines of each shlokas are the same. So it is very easy to understand by heart or remember as well. So the first shloka is, when we see duality in the world, so what happens like when two people just meet? So the first thing that we do say is, oof, how are you? How are you doing? Like, is your world fine? Are you doing really good? Or kind of okay, how are your parents? How is your family? How is your spiritual sadhana? So all those questions will come in. And consider that we meet a new person, we go to Amma's retreat. What do we do there? We meet people there. We start meeting people and then they will talk to us, we will talk to them. Then what will we ask? Oh, what is your name? By the way, what is your name? Like, we have been sitting together for bhajans. We have talked quite a lot, but I don't know your name. So what is your name? Tell me. So that is what will be the question. So all those questions have no prasakti, no validity for a spiritual seeker. What does it matter whether the person's name is A or B or C? What does it matter if we know the person? Can the person help us? The person is suffering like us. The person is also drowning in the ocean of samsara like us. So how can he help us? He cannot help. But still, those are norms of the world. The norms that have been created by society. Ramana Maharshi was a person who didn't explain or who didn't try to preach that, okay, these are not required. But like Amma, he implemented it. He was living that. Why should a person bother about other activities? So that is what is being explained in the first shloka. So the last 2 lines we will first see. So, ityadi vado paratir yasya.
Ityadi vado paratir yasya.
So, ityadi vada uparatir yasya. Ityadi vado.
Ityadivado paratiryasya
tasyaiva nirvritihi
tasyaiva nirvritihi
tasyaiva nirvritihi
tasyaiva nirvritihi.
You can split it and sing it in a different way as well. Ityadivado paratihi
ityadivado paratihi
ityadivado paratihi
ityadivado paratihi
yasya tasyaiva nirvritihi
yasya tasyaiva nirvritihi
ityadivado paratihi
ityadivado paratihi
yasya tasyaiva nirvritihi
yasya tasyaiva nirvritihi.
So ityadi. So we will see as to like whatever questions we discussed just now. How are you doing? Who are you? What are you? Where are you from? What is your age? Are you single? Are you double? Are you triple? Do you have parents with you? Do you have parents who don't like Vedanta? So all those questions. So iti adi means like all these questions. So like these questions, Vada. So Vada means like just some futile discussions. So futile discussion, just Vada means just trying to discuss. So in America it is popularly known as like when a guy tries to talk to a girl, it's like hitting the girl. Okay, not literally hitting. So it is a way of telling that okay, the guy is interested in the girl. So start some conversation, some useless conversation. So those are useless conversations even with respect to worldly perspective. But any kind of question is useless in Vedanta. So the what is it then? We'll come to ask you what is the useful question then. But ityadi vada, all these like futile discussions like who are you, how are you, what are you doing, are you like, was your flight fine, like did you get good food, was the air hostess beautiful, all those questions, okay, was the air host beautiful, all those questions are of no use. So those vadam uparatihi, uparatihi means one who has renounced those vadam. One who is devoid, one who has given up all those vada, uparatihi, yasya, for whom all these vadas are not there, tasya, for such a person, yeva, for such a person alone, nirvritihi, for such a person alone, there will be moksha.
So, tasya, right?
Yasya, tasya, yasya. Yesya means whose, whoever, whose. So, in short, in brief, it means that all these vadas, one who is devoid of all these futile discussions, futile questions, futile conversations, for such a person, alone there is nirvriti. That is what is the meaning. Oh, does Amma say this? Like, I think only Ramana Maharshi. Amma may not say this because Amma interacts with everybody. So Amma will never say this, I'm sure. Amma will not say it. I'm positive. So Amma says, when a person, when a woman and awakened children go and ask, Amma, when will we get moksha? So immediately Amma says, moksha is not for Sangha. We can't say, I want, we have been learning Vedanta together, Amma. Can we get moksha together? Moksha is not for together. Moksha is for self. Moksha is for one person. Moksha is for individual alone. So that, what does that mean? Individual alone means we want moksha, that is what we really want. So in that case, if we want only moksha, then the only way to get it is remove all sangam. So remove all sangam means how can, like if we enter into discussion with people, conversation with people, how can we have a sangam, how can we be without sangha, without attachment or association? That's why Shankara says as to satsanga dvene sangatva. Satsanga is that sangam with the underlying principle of everything, with that one entity Brahman, which means if we have that, other things will not be there, other things cannot be there. So that is what is. So Amma also says the same thing when she says moksha is not for Sangha, moksha is for individual. So that is exactly the same as Vadan Uparama or Narvrati. So maybe now like we need to discuss with people, we need to discuss amidst each other and all those things are required. But ultimately if we need Narvrati, we have to let go of everything. Everything has to be renounced to get nirvriti or moksha. So Amma also says the same thing. So ityadi vada uparatihi yasya tasyeva nirvritihi. So once again, ityadi vada uparatihi,
ityadi vada uparatihi,
yasya tasyeva nirvritihi,
yasya tasyeva nirvritihi,
ityadi vado paratihi,
ityadi vado paratihi,
yasya tasyaiva nirvritihi,
yasya tasyaiva nirvritihi.
So now we will see the five shlokas that he gives, like beautiful shlokas, very simple one. As per Balakrishna Nair, if we just contemplate on these shlokas, automatically Sangam will vanish. When we say that, oh, why should I ask? Like when I go, oh, Hariram, he is like cruel. Like he didn't go to say goodbye to Shanti. Though she gave her like $50. My God, he didn't go to see her off. He didn't even ask me like how I am doing. He didn't ask me any question at all. So all those will stop. All those will automatically stop because we will know that there's no point in that. What is like if I just go to the airport and drop Shanti, will she get moksha by it? Impossible. If I just ask okay, how are you? Then it is dangerous with some people. So there are my relatives, some relatives are there, my father's brother. Like all the cousins, my cousins have given them lot of loan, they don't give back. So there will be debt, there will be lot of debt, lakhs of debt, and then something like they will sell a house or something, and then all the debt will be done. Start from zero, within a few years again the same state. So the cousins know, whenever they go and ask the person, okay, how are you doing? Immediately the next answer will be, I'm not doing good. If only you could give me some few lakhs of rupees, then I'll be fine. So why cause all trouble? There's no need of such trouble. And just because a person asks the question, how are you? We are not going to be realized. We are not going to be happy. Contentment cannot be had from external surroundings and external situations. It has to happen from within. So these questions, okay, this doesn't mean that from tomorrow don't ask all these questions. So whenever like you are meeting people in the office or other people, like how are you, just say and internally laugh, okay, what a fool I am. So it is easy to keep the ego down. Oh, what a fool I am, I know, but still I am doing it. Anyway, we are doing that only. So it's okay. You can say internally. So Ko nama desh ka jati hi Pravrittika kiyat vayah Ko nama desh ka jati hi Pravrittika kiyat vayah Ityadi vado parati hi Yasya tasyaiva nirvritihi Ko nama desha hai? So where are you from? So the regional issues are there everywhere. Even in US, like we may think regional issues are not there. People east fight with west fight with middle fight with east. It's a circular thing. Everybody is fighting with each other. That is there. Regionalism is there here as well. So the first question will be when we meet somebody, oh, what is your native language? Which is in another way, where do you come from? What is the place like where you live? Are you like Telugu? If not, then like I'm not interested in you. So get lost. So if the answer is Andhra, I'm fine with continuing the conversation. Else, get lost. That is normal because we like only that particular language song. We sing only those songs. We'll sing only Hindi songs. We'll sing only Krishna songs. All those happen because we already have it. So first thing is, where do you come from? So Ko nama desha hai. And then the next question is what? Okay, where do you come from? Okay, Andhra. Oh, great. It's nowhere. Like I'm really happy. But there are exceptions. Chennai people don't like people from Chennai because they know how bad they are. Same with many other things, so it can be different as well. So if the answer is not Andhra, then I'm fine. That also can be. So the next thing is Ka Jati. What is your Jati? Tell me, like, are you a Brahmin? Are you like a Brahmin? Are you a like Telugu Brahmin or Tulu Brahmin or Tamil Brahmin or Palakkad Brahmin, so all those will be the next question. So Kajadihi Sukonamadeshah Kajadihi Sukonamadeshah Kajadihi Pravritti Ka. So the next will be like, these are alliances, perfectly for alliance. Balakrishnan Nair doesn't mention anything, but that's what happens. So the next is, what work do you do? Software engineer, oh great, you might be earning quite a lot of money. Yeah, I'll fix the deal. So Pravritti Ka. What is your work? What do you do? And case Pravritti or is Desham, Jati Pravritti alone enough? There are people like who are Andhras, who are Telugu people. So who are Telugu people, who are of same jati, Telugu Brahmin, and who are like software professionals. But then there is only one problem, they are 50 years old. So kiyad vayaha means age. Kiyad, what is your age? So kuna amadeshah, what is your desham? Where are you from? Unamadeshah ka jatihi, what is your jati? Pravrittihi ka, what do you do? And kiyatvayaha, what is your age? So these are not just alliance, like we normally ask, like when we want to make friends, when we want to make association with people, we ask all these questions. But are these questions really helpful for us? For Naruvrati? No. For anything else? Yes. Yes. I can like get married very easily if I ask all these questions and get the right answers. This is like the, what to say, like if somebody like wants to get married to me, then I'll just give them a questionnaire. They have to answer all those, and depending on the questionnaire, the total mark they get on it, I'll decide like whether to go with them or not. So such things will happen. It will help in marriage, but it will not help for Naruvrati, because Naruvrati is when we get rid of everything. Naruvrati is when we try to remove all limitations, all these desham, where we are bound. That itself means we are limiting ourselves. We are unbound. We are ajam. Ajo bisannapyatma. Ajam, we are without any birth, but still we say that we have a birthplace, we have a place where we live. We are sarvagam, we are present everywhere, but still we limit ourselves to place. So that is a problem. And then what? Jati. We say we are jati, all those add to the body. I am the body notion, it gets added again and again. Pravritti, what does it matter what job we do? At the end of the day, while we are sleeping, are we content? While we get up the next day, are we content? Even if he is a beggar, if he is content, he has much more than even Bill Gates, if he is not content. So all those are essential. It's essential to get rid of all these. Kona amadeshah ka jati pravritti kiyadvayah. All these only limit us in more than one way. Limits us in space, limits, adds to the adhyasam that I am the body notion grows. Oh, it is just one adhyasam, I am the body. I'll just keep this one body. Everything else is Brahman. Just this one body is enough. So if we think that way, it will be this one body today. Tomorrow it will be those people who are related to the body. Oh, how can I neglect my parents? They gave this body. So that will start. And then cousins, relatives, friends, and then it will end with the entire world. That's what will happen. So a person who doesn't have any of these, a person who doesn't indulge in futile conversations, for such a person alone, Naruvrati. So next time when we meet somebody, we can like ask questions. There is no problem asking questions, but just one smile, just one, oh, how are you? That's enough. Internally, we have to say all these questions are of no use. They cannot help us. Oh, wait a minute. Want a question of like, how are you to my parents help me in joining Vedanta course? Yes, it might help you. But joining Vedanta course is not moksha. Joining Vedanta course is far from moksha. It's it's only a way to moksha. It's not moksha, it's not nirvritti. At some point of time, a person will have to get rid of all these questions in order to become realized. So why does Amma ask questions to certain people? Amma asks because she is compassionate, she is Karunamayi. But like, Amma also embraces tens of thousands of people. If we also start embracing, if we like, when we just clean some vessels for 2-3 hours a day, that itself, like, we become very, like, our body becomes really tired. So what if we hug like thousands of people, what will happen to us? So if we cannot do that, we cannot do this as well. So there is no need at all. We have to get away from all those. Externally we can ask, but internally, if we ask, internally if we ask, that means we are really into it. So as Amrita Sudupananda said, we can have a mask. Wear a mask whenever we see somebody. Oh, Srini, how are you doing? Like, how is Citibank doing? I heard the shares in Citibank is rising. It's really good. Like, I heard you got promotion. Very good, very good. We can ask all those, but internally, just laugh that, okay, all these don't matter. I don't care what is the outcome because everything is fine. I don't, there's no point in asking. It won't help him, it won't help me. So why, what is the need? So, go nama deshah ka jatihi pravrittihi ka kiyadvayah ityadivadu paradir yasyatasyiva nirvrittihi. So, the next is agaccha gaccha magaccha
agaccha gaccha magaccha
agaccha gaccha magaccha
agaccha gaccha magaccha
pravishakvanu gacchasi
pravishakvanu gacchasi
pravishakvanu gacchasi
pravishakvanu gacchasi
agaccha gaccha magaccha
agaccha gaccha magaccha
pravishakvanu gacchasi
pravishakvanu gacchasi
ityadi vado paratihi
ityadi vado paratihi
yasya tasyaiva nirvrittihi
yasya tasyaiva nirvrittihi.
So the word splitting is agaccha gaccha ma gaccha. So ma and gaccha, those two are together. So ma means don't, so gaccha. So agaccha gaccha ma gaccha pravisha vanu gacchasi.
Pravisha
kva nu kva kva, one word, nu kva nu gacchasi. So agaccha gaccha ma gaccha pravisha vanu gacchasi. So first was about, like, again I am repeating the shlokas for me to by heart as well and for you guys as well. So onama desha ka jati pravritti ka kiyat baya. So the next is kiyat baya. Baya means age. Kiyat means what? What is your age? So next is about, like, action, about the normal action of coming. When, like, whenever when Rajesh met, like, Amrita Atmananda Puri, and he became close with Amrita Atmananda Puri, the next time he met, he asked, oh, you came today? He said yes. He didn't say, I said yes, though he came yesterday, I said yes. Because all those questions, he knows that all those questions don't matter. Internally, he is laughing. They just ask it as a courtesy. So we just have to answer something and do it. So you can say, no, I came yesterday. You will not even wait to listen. It won't help him, it won't help us also. Just say yes or no, whatever we want. Or you can also say, get lost. We can also say that. But we may have to face the consequence. Maybe the person will hit us. People like Aparna are blessed that they can react back in a fierce way. But we cannot do, others cannot do. So, we have to be careful. So, the next question is, agaccha kam. Agaccha kam. So when we meet somebody, we say, oh, Rajesh, come to my house, come in. So that is the next thing, actions, come. And then we say, like, when it is done, okay, go, okay, you can leave now. Okay, then, like, you have to catch your train, okay, go, you leave. And then we can also say, no, don't go now, like, it's not a good time. Don't go now, we'll have some more fun, don't go. So, agachcha, come, gachcha, go. Magachcha, don't go. Pravisha, pravisha means come inside the house. So, come inside the house, pravisha, enter. So, enter the house. Kwanu gachasi, and then where are you going? Kwa means like where. So, kwanu gachasi, where are you going? Where are you going? So, come, go, don't go, enter inside. Where are you going? All these are like some few of the questions that we generally ask. And we ask with a lot of dedication as well. When somebody comes, oh, you have come. Oh, I am so blessed seeing you. Come in, come in, come in. And then what will happen? All the pleasantness will go when the person will say, in fact, like I thought like I would spend an entire week here. And then immediately, oh, the next mood will start. After one day, I think you should go. Like definitely you should go. It's not like you definitely have to go. And then immediately what will happen? There comes the judge's verdict. Our parents call up and tell. How dare you tell him to go? Come on. You cannot do that. That's not good. It will spoil our name. Don't do it, okay? Then we will immediately, oh, when the person is ready to go, don't go. Come inside. You can come inside, don't worry. You can come inside. You have right to everything in this house. Come inside. And then when finally the person is leaving, we will ask, oh, where are you going? Tell me, like I am out of curiosity, where are you really going? The person will say, oh, I am going to Venkateshwara temple. Oh, great, I'll join you. And then one trip spoil. That is what will happen. So all these questions are of no use. What is it going to help? Come. As if we say, like if we don't say come, like the person will not come. He's anyway going to come. Go. Even if we say go, if he wants to stay, he will stay. That's what happens. So what is the use of all these statements? There's no use at all. And who to go, where to go, what to go? The body has to go. Where would the body go? The body is insentient, cannot go. The Atman is all pervasive. Where can it go? It cannot go anywhere. That is what Shankara, Manisha Panchakam. Shankara says to the Chandala who comes in front of him, he says, go, go. Gacha, gacha. So at that time the Chandala asks back, whom are you telling to go? Are you telling the body to go? Or the Atman to go? The body. You cannot say the body to go because body is insentient. You cannot say the Atman to go because Atman is all pervasive. Not only that, the Atman is all pervasive. My Atman is your Atman. If we are both the same, how can you say go? You cannot say go. So all these are futile discussions, futile conversations. It will start, oh, it is quite simple as come. But once we, it will be like the camel story. In desert, like a person was going with a camel and he rested at night. He put a tent, so the camel was outside. So he felt, oh, pity on the camel. Oh, the camel is really in the cold out. So let me give it some space. Oh, camel, put your head, just your head inside. The camel put the head inside. Then the camel like itself thought, okay, let me put my stomach also inside. He put stomach as well. Let me put my legs also inside. When it tried to put the leg inside, there is no space. Then what happened? It threw out the person and it stayed in the tent. So that is what will happen. You can only cause more trouble by having association. Associations are dangerous. It's too dangerous. Satsanga is good. Dussanga or anything that is not satsanga cannot give us nirvritti. One day or the other, we have to let go of associations. We have to remain independent. Amma was independent like 20-30 years back. Even now she is independent. She can be on her own. She can be like wherever she wants. Though she cannot be, that's a different thing. She can be alone at any point of time. She can be without any person. She was like that. She is like that. That is what gives Amma Anandam. And that alone can give us also Anandam. So, Agachcha, Gachcha Magachcha, Pravisha, Vanugachasi. First was Gunamadeshah, Kajatihi, Ravustihi ka, Yadvayah, Ityadivadu, Paratirvyasya, Tasyeva Narvratihi. வாகச்ச கச்சமாகச்ச பிரவிஷ வனுகச்சசி இத்தியாதி வாதோபனத்தில் யஸ்ய தஸ்யைவ நிர்வத்தி. Next shloka, we'll see just one shloka and probably we can see the next. Sometime later we can see. Vayasyasi kada yatah.
Vayasyayat kada syatah.
Vayasyasi kada yatah.
Vayasyasi kada yatah.
இத்தியாதி வாதோ பரதிர் யஸ்ய தஸ்யைவ நிர்வதி. So, Kvayasyasi, where are you going? So, where are you going? Kvayasyasi.
Keep to the right in 0.5 miles.
Sorry, not miles. Kvayasyasi, where are you going? Kada ayatah, when did you come? Kuta ayasi, where, like, from where have you come? Kuta ayasi, from where have you come? Kosi vai, who are you? So all these questions are also futile, like other questions. We'll discuss this briefly later.
Keep to the left in 0.5 miles.